people. Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason Miracle Eddie in the house as always. Joined now by the head coach of your Tech State softball team, Coach Ricky Woodard. Coach, appreciate you taking a little time on game day today to join us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to talk about this big matchup tonight, but we got to go back and talk about last weekend because the Bobcats, this is the Bobcat team I think we all know and love. It just seemed like everything clicked. Everything was right in line to take a sweep over one of the best teams in the Sun Belt Conference, South Alabama. Was there any different game plan? Did it just feel like a very good week of practice going into that series?
No, I think the biggest thing we've just been really trying to discuss is continuing to battle. You know, sometimes things aren't always going our way, and we just got to figure out how to continue to stay in it and battle. And I thought that's what we just did a great job of all weekend. You know, obviously, if things are clicking for Randy Rupp in the circle, that helps things click everywhere else. But I do think that we did a great job defensively making some key plays. And, you know, I thought we just battled really well, you know, at the plate, considering we were facing the number two strikeout person in the country. So I thought the kids stayed tuned in and did a pretty good job of just battling. And that's really what this game's all about sometimes, especially this point of the season.
All right, Coach. Randy has now received back-to-back Sun Belt Pitcher of the Week accomplishments. What can you say about her game right now? How is it rolling? What's going right for her right now?
You know, she's doing a great job of working hitters to hit the pitch that she wants them to hit, or lack thereof, really, as many strikeouts as she's had. But, you know, she's throwing the ball hard, and she's mixing in her changeup really well, and she's just keeping hitters off balance. She's attacking the strike zone. She's not giving up many walks. She's just doing a good job of controlling the plate. And, you know, on the opposite of that, we talk about that with our hitters to try to control the plate. And so Randy's doing a good job of not letting the hitters control the plate. She's controlling the plate.
It's her second year here now. She's a sophomore. Going back to when she was first recruited, obviously you're out there. You identify her as a very talented pitcher, one of the most talented pitchers in Texas. You recruit her. She comes in to join the Bobcats here at Texas State. Did you realize she was going to be this good, though?
No. I think if you know, most of the people in the world would have thought she was going to be this good, it would have been a little tougher for me to convince the kid to be a Bobcat. But, you know, she wants to be the best, and that's one of the things that you just figure out when you sit down and visit with her is that, you know, she's going to work at trying to figure out how to get better. And so, you know, those players are only going to make your program better, and that's one of the things that I love about Randy is that she continually wants to get better. She's trying to figure out how to make the program better. She wants to win championships. So, yeah, I think those are the key factors that you didn't know unless you sat down and visited with her.
And speaking of very good players for the Bobcats, Kendall Wiley has rounded into shape as of late. How important has she been for this team, especially in that South Alabama series?
Oh, she was big. I mean, that's, you know, kind of been waiting all season for Kendall to turn it on. She's been working a little bit harder at her game the last couple of weeks, and she's been, you know, really trying to focus on getting the job done for us that we need her to do. And I think that obviously if we can get a little bit more production offensively out of her, it's only going to help us. So, you know, this team's going to thrive on somebody that kind of takes over offensively, and this weekend it was definitely Kendall. So it was nice to have somebody that jumped in there. Hopefully these next couple of weeks we can get a few more to follow and get things rolling.
Also, zero errors over the weekend for South Alabama. That's hasn't been a big problem for the Bobcats this year, but occasionally it rears its ugly head. Has that been something you'd worked on in practice as well?
You know, not too much. Defense hasn't really been the issue for us. As long as we kind of control what we want to do battling at the plate offensively, defense usually takes care of itself. You know, we had a couple of big errors at Baylor that killed us, and so I think that always kind of tunes you back in as a defensive player that, you know, hey, that one mistake can end up costing you a ball game if we're not careful. But, you know, really, again, when we're aggressive, we're usually aggressive all the way around. And so I thought we had a couple of huge double plays, especially in Sunday, you know, that put us in a great spot to kind of have momentum at the plate to be able to battle a little bit better. So it's always nice to play great defense.
All right, Coach, riding a very momentous weekend, you have a big matchup tonight against Texas A&M. Can you still expect the team to be as aggressive as they were rolling out from the weekend?
Oh, I think so. You know, these kind of games kind of take care of themselves. You know, when you have a packed stadium and you have a great ball club in here, teams seem to kind of motivate themselves to play at a higher level. And so sometimes it's tougher when you don't have this type of matchup to get them to go. So I think it'll be interesting to see kind of to what degree we do show up tonight and get after it. Usually when we get to play in front of a big crowd at home, you know, we tend to do a pretty good job of being aggressive. And so I think that's probably the key. I think you named it right there, is that we have to be the aggressors and not allow A&M to be.
Yeah, that game going on tonight. Again, it's the pink game, strikeout cancer game, as the Bobcats are hosting the Texas A&M Aggies, number 22 ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Coach, what can we expect from this Aggie team? It seems like they hit extremely well. They run the bases well. They've got a little power as well, but might be a little susceptible on the pitching side of things.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is we have to figure out how to score runs, and we have to figure out probably how to do that early so that we don't let the game get away from us. So, you know, again, it's nice to have a kid in the circle for us that, you know, keeps you in a ball game. And so, you know, I think if we can stay in the ball game early, then we have a chance to do something special by the end of the game. But we have to take control of the game early. We have to kind of, again, be the aggressors. We can't let them get on the base path and run on us. We have to try to keep them off the bases. And on the flip side of that, we have to make sure that we keep the ball in the ballpark. You know, they swing with a lot of power. So, as you said it, they kind of work on a lot of cylinders. And so, you know, Randy's got to be on her game, and she has to control the plate. And then we have to do a pretty good job of scoring runs early in the game, I think, for this thing to go our way.
And not overlooking this game at all, but, again, it's coming towards the end of the series. The season here. You've got series versus App State and UTA as well. Is there one or two main focuses for this team as it approaches the Sun Belt Conference tournament?
The biggest thing is just to continue to get better. You know, I think if we continue to battle like we have the last couple of weeks, you know, we're headed to put ourselves in a great spot. You know, again, the goal is to be playing your best ball when you get to May, and that's where we're hoping we're headed. You know, the last couple of series have been really good series for us all the way around. You know, we need to finish strong to get ourselves into a good seating in the Sun Belt tournament and try to get in there and win that thing. That's kind of been the goal all year. So hopefully that's where we're headed. We'll kind of see as we get through this trip to App State this weekend, and you know, we've never been there. I've never been on the trip, and so it'll be an interesting, you know, kind of mixture for us, but we've got to go in there and take care of business. That's the big thing. And then obviously next week in the middle of finals, we got to take care of UTA and put ourselves in a good spot going into that conference tournament.
Yeah, momentum definitely on the side of the Bobcats now. Again, Bobcats hosting the number 22 Texas A&M Aggies tonight in some midweek softball action. Head coach Ricky Woodard joining us here on Bobcat Radio. Coach, before we let you go, we always like to offer a chance to give a shout-out to the fans that are out there.
Well, it looks like the fans have showed up for the game tonight because the game sold out. So we appreciate that, and obviously if you can't get out there and you didn't get a ticket, then make sure you tune in because it should be a great ball game.
I agree. Going to be broadcast right here on KTSW. If you didn't get your ticket, you can catch it right here. Once again, head coach Ricky Woodard of the Texas State softball team joining us here on Bobcat Radio. Coach, good luck tonight. We'll see you out there, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.